Hey, this is Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe. I'm not really a leading martial arts podcast figure, respected the world over for my opinion. But I do play one on the internet, and when I'm not doing that, I listen to Practical Defense. And now, so are you.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 235, Awareness Practice. I've spent the past 5 years driving home the point that we must always maintain our awareness. I've spoken about the five levels of awareness developed by Colonel Cooper. I've even discussed techniques and given examples of how awareness can be used to identify and avoid potential threats. I've also given examples of how things can go wrong when someone lets his or her awareness drop. Heck, sometimes the person in those bad examples has been me. Over time, I've received many questions about how a person can train in awareness. In response, I've directed listeners to meditation techniques that can help exercise those mental muscles. Well, this week, I'm bringing those techniques to you. This is a multi-part series. In this episode, I'm going to cover the basics of awareness meditation, what you can and can't do, and what you should and should not do. This is the fundamentals episode that will provide the technique of good practice. The following episode, number 236, is an actual guided meditation session. That episode will walk you through, step by step, a short meditation session. I'm splitting the two episodes so that you can just play and replay the guided meditation without having to listen to this introduction each time. Meditation will not work unless you are relaxed. If your body and mind are tight, you will not be able to enter a meditative state. It's impossible to completely relax if you cannot control your breath. The reason is that breathing controls a tremendous amount of our attitude and reactions to situations. For this reason, we will focus our attention on breathing and controlling the breath. Proper breathing is the foundation of all meditation. We're not going to discuss chakras, chanting, or counting mantras or prayers. This is going to be a completely still and silent meditative practice with the intent of exercising and building those awareness muscles. Because the breath is so important to meditation, I recommend that you do not move on to other meditative practices until you really have this down. I'm talking months of just breathing practice. You know, personally, this is really the only meditation practice I perform. The only difference between each session is how long they last. The simple act of controlling the breath is that important and that powerful. Set your expectations low. As with any other training, skill and ability build over time and with practice. I've been meditating for years now, and I still consider myself a total novice. Also, you cannot expect to achieve enlightenment or perfect awareness in just a few sessions. It will probably take a bunch of sessions before you even enter into your first actual meditative state. Plus, when it does happen for the first time, it'll only be for a second or two. I still remember my first time. It was on my fourth session. I recognized that I was actually in the proper meditative state, and I thought to myself, hey, I'm actually doing it. And of course, as soon as I did that, it kicked me out of the meditative state. And after that, I was so excited, I could not get back into a meditative state for the rest of that session. So let's get started with those fundamentals. To begin, we'll start with what this type of meditation is and is not. This meditation practice is not religious in any way. Because you use these techniques and practice awareness meditation, it does not make you a Buddhist, a Hindu, or any other form of religion. These are merely mental techniques that exercise the brain in the same way that martial arts exercises the muscles in your body. Now let's look at the mechanics. Because good meditation starts with relaxation, the easiest time to meditate is first thing in the morning. The world is quiet, the family's still asleep, and the weight of the day has not started to press down on you yet. You can meditate at any time during the day or night, and in some cases, many folks find it helpful to meditate after coming home from work to shrug off the stresses of the day. You do not have to begin your practice in the morning, but I'm just suggesting that it is the easiest time to start. Okay, body positioning. we are going to be sitting for an extended period of time without moving. So therefore, it's important that we find a very comfortable position. Part of this is sitting upright with a proper posture. If you sit with a bent spine and rounded shoulders, your body will become heavy and pull you forward. Slouching will be uncomfortable and even eventually inhibit your ability to take full breaths. To avoid this complication, sit with your head up above your shoulders. Your shoulders should be back and above your hips. Think of a Marine standing at attention. Emulate that, but in a relaxed manner rather than a hard stance. The goal is to emulate that posture without the stiffness. You're not a wall of stone, but a straight, flexible reed. One of my instructors had a great image. Think of it as if there was a string attached to the top of your head and someone was pulling up on that string. Although you can meditate in any position, the classic position is sitting. Sitting cross-legged on the floor gives the best base for stability and comfort for lengthy sessions. This is sometimes called the mountain or tree position because it creates strong roots and a foundation. If you have a physical limitation, you can also sit in a chair. Just don't lie down. It's too easy to fall asleep if you lay down. Your pelvis should have a slight tilt forward. It sounds strange, I know, but this helps your posture by adding a natural curve to your lower spine. This makes it easier to sit upright for long periods of time. Use a cushion or a flat pillow to help with that slight tilt. Rest your hands comfortably in your lap. There are various positions that have different meanings based upon the origin of the practice, but here the point is just to rest them comfortably. And close your eyes. This avoids any visual distractions. Keep your mouth closed, but not locked tight. We don't want to clench any muscles during the practice. Keeping your mouth closed will help avoid the trouble of swallowing, dry mouth, licking your lips, and all those other types of distractions. Now let's take a quick look at the environment. In the beginning, it's easiest if the environment is quiet with a neutral temperature. Masters can enter a meditative state just about anywhere and under any condition. The rest of us mortals need fewer distractions. Select a quiet room with as little electrical buzz as possible. If it's cool, wear warm clothing. Dress for comfort. And finally, what are we doing mentally? A misconception about meditation is that we're supposed to clear our minds and think of nothing. Well, there may be some masters out there that can do that, but most people can't. Your mind has to go somewhere, so the trick is to guide it. Control where it goes, and you have a very powerful tool at your disposal. We do this by focusing on our breath and counting our intake and exhales. We inhale for a count of 5 and exhale for a count of 7. Give full attention to how your breath enters and exits your body. This should take your complete and exclusive attention. No other sounds, temperature, or textures should intrude on your thoughts. Place all of your relaxed, yet focused, attention on your breath. Other things will pop through your mind during these sessions. Images, things you need to do during the day, outside noises, or even the cat or dog coming up and sniffing you. And trust me, a cold, wet nose and whiskers on a bare arm or toes is a super distraction. This is natural. The trick is to ignore them and always return to your breath. During these sessions, it is imperative not to move. The goal is to sit still and breathe. Do not scratch that itch. Do not swat that fly. Itching goes away. Trust me. It may seem like forever, but it goes. You need to let your body settle and all of those distractions will pass. Think of it as a discipline exercise. How long can you sit perfectly still, and I mean perfectly, without moving? Have you ever even tried? The worst is the first few minutes as the body settles. Eventually, all of those distractions, what I call body noise, goes away. This can be the toughest part for a beginning practitioner. You'll want to sniffle, scratch that itch, clear your throat, or swallow incessantly. If you absolutely have to do it, do it. However, remember that unless you can break through those barriers and distractions, you won't be able to fully meditate. You need to get your body to shut up so that you can focus exclusively on your mind. Eventually, and after many sessions, when you are focused and relaxed enough, you will shift into a meditative state. It's not a switch. You're not suddenly in that state. It's a gradual shift, and in the beginning, it will be super easy to fall out of it. It's common and perfectly natural to slip in and out many times in a single session. Don't get discouraged. That will create a block that will make it harder. Just relax and let it go. Awareness grows in that meditative state. Think of it as a bubble around you. Within that bubble, you are aware of everything around you. You can pick up on the temperature, textures, and sounds. However, this is a passive, simultaneous input that cannot be forced. It just comes to you. This is an awareness state. The bubble starts small, sometimes just a foot radius. Over time, as you build your awareness muscles, the bubble grows. With more time, that passive input happens even when you're not meditating. You have trained your mind to be aware of your surroundings without having to focus on each item and catalog it individually. You are better in tune with the world and enjoy it more fully because you can see, hear, and feel more of it. So have fun with your exploration. Relax and enjoy it. The next episode will be a 10-minute guided meditation to help get your practice started. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at security.palladium-education.com for all the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.